The Cubs going for their sixth consecutive win and a sweep of the Cardinals. Already 1-0 Chicago in the fourth. Kyle Schwarber looking for more, facing Lance Lynn.
Schwarber drives one in the air to deep left field. Back goes Pham. Still going. Near the wall. That ball is gone. Home run. Kyle Schwarber, opposite field. Cubs lead 2-0.
Two outs, two on. The 2-1 from Quintana to Fowler. And Dexter drives one in the air. This is going to tie the game. A three-run home run. Fowler ties it. It looked like a changeup. He got all of it. The stretch in the 3-2 from Bowman. A swing and a line drive. Base hit left center field. Rizzo scores. Half goes to third. The throw goes to second. Cubs lead 4-3. Bases loaded. Two outs, two balls, two strikes, and the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. A changeup got him. Carpenter strikes out swinging. 3-2 on Dexter Fowler, the former Cub. Two hits in the game, including a home run. The 3-2. Fly ball, deep right center field. Back goes Martin near the warning track. He's there. He's got it. Cubs win. Cubs win.
The Cubs win their sixth in a row, sweeping away the Cardinals, taking the finale 4-3. Wade Davis improves to a perfect 31-for-31 in save opportunities this year. Jose Quintana, no decision, allowing 3 runs in 5 2/3 innings. Pedro Strop gets the win as the bullpen goes 3 1/3 scoreless frames. Jason Hayward finishes with 3 hits, an RBI, and a run scored. The Cubs win their sixth in a row. Manager Joe Maddon spoke after.
Absolutely. There was both teams wanted to win the game. Both sides pitched really well. They got out of some jams. Both sides' pitchers got out of jams. And just an intense, intense baseball game. Fortunately, we got to win it. Give our bullpen credit. I mean, these guys are on fumes among Edward Strope and Davis. Dunsing actually was rested. That was good that he was rested enough to do what he did today. But really an incredible game. And like I've often talked about, it was kind of like one of those everybody gets involved days where everybody gets part of the ownership, and I love that. So everybody's on that. A lot of guys play in that game.
Kind of like a tic-tac-toe match, too, and like so many guys involved.
Well, there was. I mean, just there was so much to do. You have so many. That's part of the problem. I mean, if you don't have them, you don't do that stuff. It's just a matter of having the pieces. Then you try to match it up as well as you possibly can. If you don't, regular season, you can't do all that stuff.
Did you think Dexter's ball was out at the end?
I did, and then I looked up, and oh, the flag. Thank you. He actually hit 2 home runs, but you know what? That's happened to us a lot. Also, happens at this ballpark.
What are you surprised to see Russell? You know, seeming to see the ball so well.
How about his defense too? Everything he did looked really good. He could. The one ball got over his head. I'm saying if he had been not hurt his foot, I think he might have caught that line. But that thing was blistered. The ball that went over his head. But overall, I thought he looked really good. Great at bats. No expanding of the zone, a lot like Contreras. You know, Willie did the same thing coming back. He did not expand the strike zone, so Addison played really well.
So you always want your team to play the best ball at this time of the year, 6 wins in a row. Do you feel like not even trending, but you feel like you are trending?
Well, we are. I mean, I can't deny that. We're definitely playing with this the highest level of mental energy we've played with all year, period. So it's coming at the right time. Yeah, plus we've pitched. I mean, a lot of, like I said, when you have to pitch better than good pitching, they actually pitched pretty well against us. We pitched even better. So that's the difference. And, yes, we do have to beat better. I mean, Lynn was really good tonight. All three guys that they throw, Waka and, of course, Martinez. We kept the score in check enough that we can get to them in the latter part, like fifth or sixth innings, whatever they were. So we have to beat better pitching to get to the promised land.
Joe, you've got a four-game lead on Milwaukee, 6 on the Cardinals. Unfair to say it's slightly tenuous in that you've got to play 4 games at 4 places coming up.
It's about tomorrow's an off day. I'm taking the boys out to Ava, whoever wants to show up. And then I'm going to ride my bike on Bayshore 2 consecutive days. And then we'll play the Rays, and we'll try to make our best guess playing them on Tuesday. That's all I'm concerned about.
You mentioned the bullpen. I mean, bullpen's faced a lot of criticism in the second half for various things.
Can this do something for them holding on in this game, like moving forward, those guys who came in and delivered in those spots?
Yeah, I mean, the guys that came in and delivered have been pretty firm all season, too. You know, we're trying, like Ronnie's being down right now and Koji being down. It really has added a greater burden to those four guys. They did not want to use Montgomery tonight. I was trying to keep Montgomery out of the mix tonight one more day. So it just played out. Dunsing is like, no credit. Dunsing's had a great year. He's had a great year. I mean, my God, look what he's done. A little bit of a bump in the beginning of the year. Spring training was not that spectacular. First month, okay. And then he's been on a roll. I mean, pretty much every month, but maybe April. So he is really the guy, and I'm good with him on righties. I'm good with him on righties. Look at his numbers against right-handed hitters this year.
Talk about that intentional walk to get to Carpenter. I mean, their best hitter.
Yeah. I mean, there was like the 20-something pitch right there, and I, you know, just going by our work, Dunsing's a really good matchup on Carpenter, a very good matchup on him. So I did not want to run away from that matchup. That's it. Believe it or not, I even thought before the play occurred, if this guy hits a double and their second and third first base is up, we're going to walk Biscotti and pitch the Carpenter. Wong makes a good base running play, and I thought Hap throwing to third base was okay because I thought he had a shot, legitimate shot to throw him out, and so yeah. And when it got to that point again, I got, you know, Mr. Greenhouse in my back pocket, so I chose to walk him. Well, that guy, yeah, I did. You know, that was so early in the game, and I didn't know. You just don't know where the game's going to trend at that point. And believe me, yes, I could pinch it. Yes, I could, absolutely could. But just don't know where the game's going at that point. I really, you know, we had that set up also that he could bunt for hit there, which I really liked that concept too. Avila got on with the base hit to left field. So there's little stuff going on there too that I was good with.
This is a very rare lopsided season series in the Cubs' favor against the Cardinals. But you're 3 years in. Has the Cardinals' rivalry stood apart from every other individual team you've played over the last 3 years?
Yeah, I would say the biggest ones I've noticed or felt are the Cardinals, I think the Mets actually, I think the Dodgers, even though they're farther away, within the division, now Milwaukee's building into that momentum. Pittsburgh the first year. But I have to say, you know, just purely based on fan base reaction, absolutely St. Louis has to be the traditional matchup.
Joe Quintana's
outing. Good. Real good. I mean, the changeup cut in on Dexter, and that was the homer. If it does what it's supposed to do and fade, that doesn't happen. But he threw it cut right into his barrel. Happens. He was really good again. I thought he was very good.
Up next, the Cubs begin a brief series on the road Tuesday against the Rays. John Lester on the Hill.